producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Get up, storm on the loose. Gun rings in my head. Grab some silent thoughts. Look at your bed. Can I be cold? My whole life's been a good friend.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. It's the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and I will be your host with Dr. Edward Group riding shotgun for the rest of the hour. And there's a study that came out the 13th that no one knows about that I think is probably the biggest and one of the most important studies to come out, I mean, really ever in the history of humanity. And it's from Harvard University, and I can only find just about two news organizations that talked about it. We're going to talk about it, get into it, get Dr. Group's take on it, and cover a whole host of other news, including the fact that you might be pleased to know North Korea has actually said it's invented a hangover-free alcohol. So don't worry. The Pyongyang scientists say they have invented a hangover-free alcohol, according to their state-run newspaper. Says the suave liquor will spare you wincing when you wake, and it has 30 to 40% alcohol, but it's made from a type of indigenous ginseng that the North Koreans use, and due to the blessing of Kim Jong-un, it actually doesn't give you a hangover. So I'm really excited about that. But to break right into this study and get Dr. Group's take on it, the article that I found from Medical Daily is called Pay It Forward, Being Nice is Part of Human Nature. And it's Harvard Research, actually it's Yale University, and it says, a team of researchers from Yale University have some pretty good news for humanity. Most people are inherently good and kind-hearted, and it's the mean girls and the guys that deviate from the norm. In fact, according to their study, unkindness is a deliberate attempt to override our natural instinct and pay it forward. And if you actually read the study and you read the further description in Medical Daily, it goes on to explain that being unkind and being a messed up person, what you might call crazy or rude or whatever, it's actually going against your inclination as a human being to be nice to other people. It's saying your instinct at your core is to be a good person, and everything that's outside of that is going against your so-called blueprint, right? But I have a theory, and it goes on to say we don't know why. It could be, you know, your youth and stuff like that, but I think it's your health, and I think I have the studies to back that up as well. Dr. Group, including someone like this, the mental health benefits of probiotics, good bacteria may improve mood and fight depression, where this study goes on to talk about, we're going to get into it throughout the rest of the show, that the evidence of intake of probiotics can help reduce negative thoughts associated with sad mood. And if you have a gut biome that's messed up from eating a bunch of junk, like McDonald's, which wipes out your gut biome, you can be more aggressive and be more negative and just be upset and what people would call rude. So I put forward the question, what percentage of our actions are we even responsible for, and which are just a biological instinct because we are out of line with how we should be biologically? What do you think about that?
I think everybody is born nice and everybody is born loving. If you just look at babies and you look at children that are brought up in nature or in loving environments, they don't start to get contaminated until they start listening to the news. It's all external factors that cause this. There's no doubt in my mind after studying the effects on mental disorders, studying every single disease and tracing it back to what is the root cause, that if every single one of us were born, let's say, in the woods or were not exposed to the negativity on TV, the negative information that we learn in schools, the negative people that are around, the killing, the violence, all that stuff. Even with that, we still have that good instinct. We'll still stop to help an old lady, or we'll still, hopefully, turn in a wallet when we find it or a lost phone or something like that. So I feel that we do have that. We're born with that nice instinct.
And going against it is going against our blueprint. We'll be right back with the fourth hour of Overdrive with a ton of more news and health information with Dr. Edward Group.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Everything turns every day. There is a season turns every day.
Welcome back. It's the fourth hour in Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and I'm with Dr. Edward Group. We're going to cover a lot more news and take your phone calls, as well as Alex just came in, and he's got a preview of his Farrakhan interview, which is really groundbreaking. I mean, wait until you see this. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to premiere a trailer from the Farrakhan interview. We're about to go to your calls, and we're going to talk to Stephen and a bunch of other ones about some really, really important health issues. But to bring you up to speed, we're talking about this study that came from Yale University, and I think it's one of the most groundbreaking studies of all time, I mean, really of all time, that found being nice is part of human nature. So anything that goes against the actions of kindness and actually being nice to other people is kind of like a mutation in the intellectual spectrum. It's a going against the blueprint. And the study found from Yale University that most people are inherently good and kind-hearted, and it's the mean girls and guys who deviate from the norm. That's amazing to me. And it makes me wonder, right, why are people deviating? I'm sure there's some genetic factors and everything like that, but it reminds me also about Flint, right, where everyone is talking about the lead that's in the water, and the negative effects lead can have, reduced IQ and stuff on children. Well, here's a good story from Vox. It says, it's not just Flint. Every major American city has hazardous amounts of lead hurting kids. The story of Flint, Michigan's children being poisoned by lead-contaminated drinking water has rightly shocked and scandalized the nation. But while the situation in Flint is certainly an extreme case, the problem is much more widespread than many realize. Children in essentially every city in America are being exposed to hazardous levels of toxic lead, and very little is being done about it. According to the World Health Organization, lead attacks the brain and nervous system, but really no one cares, apparently. And the lead's biggest impact is on the brain, particularly the developing brains of children and fetuses, resulting in reduced IQ, behavioral changes, and shortening of attention span, as well as antisocial behavior. And that is really an issue in every single major U.S. city. And I went further, and I looked up the actual studies on it. And from 2003, there's a study you can find in Science Daily, very low lead levels linked with IQ deficits, according to an EJM study. And it says that lead can be harmful even at very low blood concentrations. And the five-year study found that children who had blood lead concentrations lower than 10 micrograms suffer intellectual impairment. Okay? So every major city is having this issue. There's lead in the water in small amounts, not to mention the billion other things. So we look at this study where it says people are meant to be nice, they're meant to be kind, you know, they're meant to do all these things. Where do we go wrong? I think it's when our body is blasted with all of this stuff. Not just the lead, which is apparently reducing IQ and causing kids to be less social and not really understand what's going on, but not just everything. I mean, just every single thing. Is it not the wildest thing, Dr. Group?
Well, it's what I've been saying for a long time. It's a toxic soup that we're exposed to, and it starts from, you know, conception and all the way through pregnancy, what the mother does. And there is no such thing as the 700 and something diseases that are listed out there, degenerative diseases. There is no such thing as mental illness and the 500 different mental illnesses that are listed in the DSM, DSM-5. All of these conditions out here are all caused by an underlying issue. It's chemical toxicity that's coming in to the body and going up to the brain. We put mercury in people's mouths. I mean, how that is like, I can't even comprehend that dentists still, for all these years, the American Dental Association, the agencies that are there to protect us, the FDA, the USDA, the EPA, you know, all of these lettered governmental agencies that are supposed to be on the lookout and be the guardians for us, are letting all these chemicals be released into the atmosphere. We have highly toxic levels of aluminum being poured down on us, aluminum nanoparticles from the chemtrails. Every single one of the chemicals we talk about, and you talk about, Anthony, whether it's lead, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, phthalates, BPA, it doesn't matter what chemical it is. You can trace back psychological issues. You can trace back to weight gain. You can trace it to disease. You can trace it to skin disorders. And then on top of that, you have all the vaccinations and you have the flu shots every single year, which are destroying the immune system. You have the negativity on TV. You have negative environments taught in school. You have the wrong education taught in school with the Common Core. You know, we need to go back to basics. I mean, we need to go back to love, and we need to go back to, you know, clean food and clean water and clean air and all of those things. I believe I've seen it happen. I mean, I have literally seen it happen with thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people that have taken the effort to clean up their environment. Their kids no longer had ADD, ADHD, which are caused by artificial sweeteners and artificial colors in their food and all the vaccinations and flu shots and all the chemicals and the high fructose corn syrup they're consuming every single day, which is destroying their brain. Alcohol in adults causes anger and mental disorders. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It's a good thing, though, for big organizations.
You know, we're going to talk also about the fatal drug overdoses hit record high in the United States with pharmaceutical drug overdoses. More than cocaine, heroin, car accidents, you name it. But first, let's go to callers. Let's talk to Stephen in Texas. You've been holding for a while. You have a question for Dr. Group. What is on your mind?
Yeah, I just had a quick question back to the group about the super male vitality that I've been taking. My wife also takes the super female vitality. She loves it. I've noticed a lot more energy in her for sure. As for my end, I've noticed a little bit more energy, but I've also noticed that I get a lot more tired towards the end of the day when before it wasn't such an issue. But I have noticed that, and I didn't know if that was something, if you've seen that with other people or if it's something maybe I need to be doing to offset that.
Well, anytime you're taking an herbal extract, it's not designed to replace the hormones inside your body. In other words, it doesn't contain testosterone and DHEA and growth hormone. What it's designed to do is to help balance your hormones naturally. And so you might get an excretion of those hormones for a period of time into your bloodstream, and then those might be processed and eliminated. But there could be many other factors that are causing that. I mean, I would really have to evaluate what you do on a daily basis. If you are taking the X2, how old are you?
I'm 32, and I have X2, but that was another reason I wanted to ask you, is it okay to take those together at the same time?
Yes, it is. I mean, the fact of the matter is pretty much every single person on the planet should be on iodine. It's just amazing what it does, how it helps heal the endocrine system. You have practically, I would say, 8 out of 10 people over the age of 40 with thyroid conditions, either hypothyroid, hyperthyroid, or Hashimoto's. You have, it's not that 9 out of 10 people have endocrine disorders or hormone imbalances. 100% of the people have hormone imbalances. There's no way to avoid it. And I know that sounds like a bold statement, but when you look at the food supply and you look at all the contaminants that we're exposed to on a regular basis, and the fact that nobody except for InfoWars listeners really has the solutions to cleaning their body and they understand the root cause of all these things, we have a very, very small amount of people that actually know the truth. So, yes, I would highly recommend everybody be on the X2 for the iodine, and also just look around and see what you're doing, what you're eating, if you're eating an organic diet, how much exercise you're getting. And I can tell you one more big thing that could cause that fatigue in the afternoons is stress. I don't know how much stress you're under on a daily basis, but you might want to incorporate some more meditation or just some things that you do for fun into your life to try to calm yourself down.
You know, I think it's an interesting example. People always seem to think that hormonal imbalance is some weird thing that only, like, you know, really small percentage of the population has. I would equate hormonal balance to finding the perfect temperature in a room. Like, you finding the perfect temperature, it's almost impossible, right? Like, you're in your car and you're turning the heat up or the heat down. It's too hot, it's too cold. You're opening the windows, closing the windows. You know how hard it is to achieve temperature homeostasis where it's like, wow, that feels perfect, right? That's about how hard it is to achieve hormonal balance. And we don't realize how much it's triggering us on a daily basis when we're upset or when we're tired or whatever it is. It's the biological factors that we're not aware of just triggering us. It's like a little kid poking you, like, I'm not touching you, and, you know, putting his hand in his face. I'm not touching you. You just get upset and you don't understand why, or you feel tired, you feel like crap. It's because your body is sending signals constantly throughout the day and you're not listening. And also, I would say, as always, we're not giving medical advice. Just talk to a healthcare provider before starting anything, taking any supplements, doing anything. Just talk to your healthcare provider, a qualified healthcare provider, and ask him as well, or him, she or he, and always take this as not medical advice. Yeah, but anyway, thank you for your call, Stephen.
I was just going to say, I have hormone imbalance. It's impossible for everybody to be completely balanced all the time. I mean, that would mean that your pineal gland, your pituitary gland, your adrenal glands, your gut, everything would be in perfect 100%. Your ovaries, if you're a female, your testicles, if you're a male. That means everything would be working perfect all the time and your hormones would be balanced. And that's just not the way it is living in this world. You just try to do the best you can, keep yourself as clean as you can, keep yourself relaxed and unstressed as you possibly can. And that's going back to basics, drinking clean water and eating good organic foods, and you do the best that you can living in this environment.
Yeah, I mean, you're never going to be balanced. Even just sitting here in this chair, I'm inhaling toxic substances, you know, and just drinking regular good bottled water in a glass bottle, you're still getting, you know, some form of contamination. Anyway, we're going to come back and finish up with the calls for Dr. Group health questions. And then at the bottom of the hour, we've got a trailer for the epic Louis Farrakhan interview with Alex Jones. We'll be right back. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before.
Welcome back. You know, if the cameras were on during the break, I think me and Dr. Group would look like total crazy people, fiending, picking up all of the InfoWars Life products and taking them taking Living Defense and Super Male Vitality, the new one, which is super, super strong, and just gobbling down the products. You know, I'm continuing to do it now with the new Super Male Vitality. And the reason we do this is not just because we are crazy people that take tons of supplements, but because we really believe in them, and they really work, and we use them every single day. That's why we can sit here and talk about them with true confidence and true charisma, because we actually care about getting them to you, and it actually is really part of my mission. So I'm telling you, when I say InfoWarsLife.com, get 15% off Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield X2, it's time to stock up, because this new Super Male Vitality run, I mean, you will taste the difference. You won't even need me to tell you. When you get the new Super Male Vitality and you try this one, the fresh herbs are extremely potent on this run. In fact, when he brought it up to me earlier, I said, well, let me try the old one versus the new one. I actually have it here. If you look, for my testing purposes, if we can zoom in or something, I put old on this one and new on this one, and I compared them over and over again, and was like, wow, this is really strong. And you will notice the difference. It already works. The so-called old one already works. It's great, obviously, but this is a whole new round. So I really suggest you go to InfoWarsLife.com and stock up on Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield X2, 15% off. Get it now. And, you know, what else is coming on? They don't want to talk about these supplements in the mainstream media and stuff. They would rather talk about sperm bots that could help solve infertility by acting as a bionic suit for sperm. Dr. Group was giving this to me, and he was making a joke saying, look, they don't want to tell you how to actually get healthy and increase your sperm count. They want to make a sperm bot robot suit for your sperm. So what's happening is a team in Germany has developed tiny robot suits that can help sperm become more mobile, solving one of the biggest causes of infertility in men. If the researchers can successfully replicate their lab results inside the human body, it could be a new option for couples struggling to conceive. And by the way, people that are really, really struggling and stuff, I understand the promise of this, but it's also ridiculous. These sperm bots are miniature metal helixes that are just large enough to completely wrap around the tail of a single sperm and help it along the way towards the egg. So I get that there's a percentage of the population that could really use this, and, you know, it's a good medical innovation. I love technological innovations. But at the same time, come on, we should probably talk about ways to increase your sperm health instead of creating AI sperm bot suits to deliver it to the egg. What do you think, Dr. Group?
Bionic sperm is what it is. Again, you know, it's not addressing the root cause of what the problem is. I mean, what, you look at all the money that's being spent to develop a bionic suit for sperm, when that money should go to educating people on avoid these 10 things and clean your body and you'll get pregnant the natural way. So even if you do have a sperm bot, you know, metal thing that goes around your sperm and then they reverse the process and apparently it gets sucked right back out, What's to say? I mean, your baby that you're going to have is still toxic. That mother is still toxic. I mean, all those chemicals and everything are still there. Just because the sperm, you know, one of the problems that we have in men is low sperm count, low sperm motility, and that's why they're doing this, because...
Right, and I'm not an expert, but I have talked to one of the most foremost experts on, I guess you would call it, this area of research into sperm, and he was talking about it's not just the sperm count, it's the quality of the sperm, because even if you have a high sperm count, the quality of your sperm could be really low if you're very unhealthy. So what can happen is that low-quality sperm creates a child, and, you know, you're really kind of, in my view, doing something not that good if you're going to be eating like crap, treating your body like crap, and bring a child into this world that is probably going to be pretty unhealthy as well. So you really have to think about, too, it's not just the count, right? It's about the quality.
Exactly. It's the quality. I mean, that's what's going to transfer all the memories, like we talked about earlier, and all the genes and the DNA and all of the codes and the genome.
And they used to treat it like a ritual, like Alex was saying. That used to be a big deal. You know, cleanse your body. Do, you know, be really, really healthy for months or weeks or whatever and just do super amounts of cleansing. Now it's just like, yeah, we're going to have a kid. Crack open the Coca-Cola. Let's get down to business.
Now it's like... let's go down to the local IVF place. Let's try 1 month, and if we don't have a kid, let's go get in vitro.
that's more like the case.
It's just really sad what we've come to with that, and now what Alex was talking about earlier with his designer babies. What's it going to be in 10 years? You go down and you say, Yeah, I want to buy a baby, and, you know, how much is this baby? This
well, they have
baby?
GMO babies already, baby? Too. GMO babies are a thing, too, so if you can't have a kid, just genetically modify one of your own, I guess. We'll be back. We're going to premiere a trailer for Alex's epic Louis Farrakhan interview. You don't want to miss this, and then we'll be taking your calls later in the show. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother,
this is the big picture, an official television report to the nation.
I dare you, but I know you.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
Your power as media is gradually being destroyed.
Mainstream media, they're going to take just what you said and just show the clip again out of context.
Here, recruits with specialized backgrounds were taught the nature, methods, and techniques of propaganda and its dissemination.
Stop lying and start telling the truth. to the American people and to the world.
Perhaps its most rewarding form of expression is news. For news is ready-made propaganda.
Mainstream media is losing credibility, losing ratings. Even USA Today a few weeks ago admitted television for politics is dead. It faces its mortality.
When you put Mr. Trump on television every minute of every day, questioning, hoping he would say something that would blow him out of the water, and every day he got stronger and stronger, that shows that your media is not working. So why not work it for good?
I know full well the media will take it out of context and say that Alex Jones endorses everything the Minister Louis Farrakhan has to say. You know, even if it was 30, 40 years ago, we all grow.
Warn them. Tell them, I dare you. Well, I dare you to be good. And I know you can't be good unless a gun is put to your head. But gun is at your head right now. So go on and be good. It's better for you if you do.
Is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist, radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
His name is Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist,
radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, a nutjob radio guy.
Talk show host Alex Jones.
A man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Hate speech. Can anything be done to stop the hatred?
I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
1776 will commence again if you try to take off firearms.
I don't want that man to have a gun.
Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's
Dave,
true.
Dave?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know it's true.
They're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States. Against U.S.
Must
citizens.
Be classified.
Alex Jones may sound crazy.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's threatened this country.
He's a conspiracy theorist.
Deeply, I think, racist.
I just got called racist by MSNBC.
He's considered legit among the crazy.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Keep shoving lies at your audience, jackasses.
That was a powerful trailer, especially when it shows all of the mainstream media attacks just converging one after another. You're not allowed to question anything. Go back to sleep. You're bad. We're going to go to some more calls here with Dr. Group. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to go and take some more questions for Dr. Group, including we've got Scott in Michigan. He wants to talk about some thyroid issues. And I've actually got a study that came out today about thyroid health. It says, and it ties into fertility, too. Thyroid disease can have significant effects on fertility and pregnancy, suggests a new review. Research has found that thyroid disease can have significant implications on fertility and pregnancy, and women presenting reproductive health issues should be screened for thyroid problems. Maybe they're boyfriend or husband or whatever shouldn't have their sperm botic suit on and instead should check their thyroid health. So anyway, Scott in Michigan, you want to talk about this issue. How's it going, Scott?
Great. Thanks for having me on, guys. Quick question for Dr. Group. A couple years back, my wife had her thyroid irradiated, and just wondering, are there benefits for her to be taking Survival Shield?
Absolutely. I mean, the standard, I don't know what exactly happened with the thyroid, with your wife's thyroid, but I tell you what, we have an epidemic right now of thyroid cancer, thyroid diseases, and the thyroid is essential for producing thyroid hormones and regulating your metabolism, regulating your hormones in your body. So what happens with one of the beliefs tracing back to thyroid cancer and different types of diseases of the thyroid leads right back to iodine, because you look at what damages the thyroid the most. What damages the thyroid the most are the halogens, because the thyroid doesn't know. The thyroid has iodine receptor sites, and bromine and chlorine and fluorine or fluoride, which are the other halogens besides iodine, the thyroid thinks that those are iodine. And so basically the thyroid takes and sucks in the fluoride, the chlorine, the bromine, Not only that, but then you have some xenoestrogens we talked about too, the phthalates. So what happens, the thyroid becomes bombarded with all these chemicals. And what does iodine do? When you start taking iodine, it actually starts immobilizing these chemicals, and the thyroid starts to slowly, it helps the body slowly regenerate the thyroid over a period of time. Now, in most cases that I've seen, it can take up to a year to normalize. Everybody's different. Everybody has different dietary habits. I wish I could say, you know, do this and it's going to be work for every single person and it's going to take this amount of time for every single person. But we all know we live in different environments. We live in different homes. We all eat different foods. We all drink different substances. Your toxic load might be different than John Doe's toxic load. So, but the bottom line is, Dr. Brownstein has done many videos also on the effects of iodine and the thyroid. I highly suggest you go to YouTube. I did a webinar on iodine. Highly suggest iodine for everybody. And without making, you know, without evaluating and being your wife's treating doctor, I would say that if it were me, there's no doubt about it. I would be taking it on a daily basis or at least every other day.
And always check with your healthcare provider before taking any products. But it's like, you know, there's so much commotion about the natural health industry and the nutraceutical industry. Like, well, do I really need to be taking this? I don't know. I'm a little skeptical about this whole nascent iodine thing. And then it's like fatal drug overdoses hit record high in the U.S. Government figures show deaths from drug overdoses have surged across the U.S. to record levels, according to the CDC. The overdose deaths last year exceeded 47,000, more than the number of people killed in car accidents and up 7% from the previous year. 61% of the deaths involved some type of opioid pain relievers and heroin. The count also included deaths from powerful sedatives, cocaine, and other legal and illicit drugs. So people are taking painkillers. I think it's 12 million in the United States are taking painkillers recreationally for fun. People are dying from painkillers. They're destroying their bodies from painkillers. I mean, I hate painkillers. I really don't know how anyone gets addicted because they make, the few times I've been forced to take them, they make me feel terrible. And people get addicted to these pharmaceutical drugs. They take too much. They have poor interactions. They die. Their heart blows up. And no one seems to be causing a big commotion. But then you have nutraceuticals and say, oh, I don't know if I, you know, and by the way, I'm not trashing you, Scott. You've been a great call. I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about people in general that are so afraid about nutraceuticals to try them. I understand why. It's, you know, your body is a precious, sacred thing. We don't want to just be shoveling things into our mouths. But at the same time, it seems like the U.S. has an identity crisis because they love, most people, it seems, in the United States, based on the statistics, just want to take pharmaceutical drugs. The doctor says take this antibiotic for your virus, which is useless, and they'll do it. But God forbid we try to give you guys some natural products, right? God forbid we try to talk about iodine when they know the IQ increased, IQ point increased by what, 10 in 10 years? Or was it 20 in 10 years just from adding iodine in some areas? And then they take fluoride, sodium fluoride, and put it in the water and lowers the IQ. They take chlorine or brominated products and put that in the food supply, and you're just getting the iodine knocked out of you, trying to bring it back. Is it a terrible thing?
Well, let me ask you this. Over 300,000 deaths due to pharmaceuticals a year. Less than 10,000 deaths attributed to guns. Which one would you ban?
Of course. And then there's a huge... Right. And everyone blames the guns, but they don't actually blame the pharmaceuticals when in reality, a lot of the mega pharmaceutical companies knew about some of the side effects, which include death, obviously. But then they try to cover that up, like Eli Lilly and company in the 1980s knew what Prozac was doing, according to a lot of articles, according to a Harvard professor, I believe it was, who said people were being treated like guinea pigs. So, look, I appreciate the medical establishment in some ways for what they've done with surgery and everything like that. If you get in a car accident, you're not going to take iodine, guys, right? You're going to have to get a surgeon, a qualified MD. And I'm friends with a number of MDs, in fact, who appreciate and respect my stance also. And including a number of ones that work in hospitals, one that actually owns a major emergency center. So I get where it comes in. But at the same time, they appreciate and they're learning now because they never were trained in this in med school. They weren't trained on iodine and they weren't even trained on any nutrition really at all. So now that they get it, once they look past their propaganda, they say, well, you're actually doing something good. And they take these products. Right. So we don't actually have to fight each other that much anymore. It's just the big pharmaceutical medical establishment claiming that it's some crazy wild idea to take nasonidine, some crazy wild idea to take natural, you know, nutraceuticals. So in my view, I think the debate is over. There's a whole world of nutrition that we're exploring, and we're not going to be stopped by those establishment systems. Scott, thank you for your call. Let's go to Tom in Maryland. He has a question for the great Dr. Group. Tom, what do you got?
Yes, sir. Western allopathic doctors, they certainly are not trained in what they should be trained in. Absolutely not. And I agree with your take on the nutraceuticals. I am not that familiar with them, but I'm assuming that they're derived from mostly natural substances. And I think Dr. Group would agree with me in that most of the really effective pharmaceuticals are indeed derived from very natural substances, but they're adulterated to be amped up to exponential degrees where they actually do the body harm.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, pharmaceuticals, a long time ago, actually, pharmaceuticals were a little better because they were isolating certain components in plants. Now, because we're literally running out of plants, and a lot of the plants are becoming extinct, and the pharmaceutical companies don't want to invest billions of dollars in thousands of acres of greenhouses to grow their plants and then extract one tiny compound from them. So they're learning how to create man-made chemical structures which imitate components in plants. And the problem that we're seeing now is it's really the whole plant that you need. Yes, what they do is they take the 50 or 60 constituents of a plant and try to figure out which one is acting on that mechanism in the body. And the sad news is what they look at is it going to shut down that? Is it going to turn off? For example, is it going to turn off a pain receptor so you just don't feel the pain? The pain is still there. So really what we need to do is we need to focus on the root cause of the problem and say, why is the pain there? Let's fix the structural issue. Is it a bone out of position? Is it a small tear? Is it the shoes that you're wearing that are causing excess stress on some of the muscles behind your knee? Or, you know, let's get to why you're dealing with that condition. And, I don't bash medicine, you know, especially acute medicine, because you might need antibiotics to save your life, or you might need surgery. You get in a car accident, you lose a limb so you don't bleed to death. But the management, the long-term management of chronic illness, or the treatment of the symptoms of disease instead of addressing the root cause of disease is where we're getting into. And there are more and more doctors nowadays that are accepting natural methods. But like everything, okay, there's good medical doctors and there's bad medical doctors. There's good chiropractors and there's bad chiropractors. There's good chefs and there's bad chefs.
It's kind of like the government, actually, if you think about it. There has to be some form of government, right? Notwithstanding the whole anarchist argument, everything, there has to be some form of government, right, to some degree in the United States or around the world. There has to be a governing body. It's only when the government goes beyond and becomes bloated and big and tries to all consume that we have an issue, right? We have an issue with freedom. We have an issue where the government tries to go beyond its abilities, its written abilities. That's called a bloated government. We have a bloated medical establishment because, like you said, surgically, we need a medical establishment. With antibiotics and the production of powerful antibiotics, even though they're misused and given out like candy for no reason. But that's also a lot of the time from India, because India just, here, you have a cough, here's an antibiotic. But there has to be some type of medical establishment. The problem is when it starts overreaching because of what? Money. When it starts going from, yeah, we can operate on you or whatever. Oh, but the saline solution that's going to cost you $100 that costs us 1 cent, and then also you're going to need to get on these painkillers, and, oh, you have a neck problem? Oh, well, let's not look at the actual root cause of that. You're going to need to be on painkillers for the rest of your life. Or, oh, you have digestive issues because your microbiome is completely destroyed from all the McDonald's you're eating. We're not even going to ask about your diet. Here, get on some anti-inflammatories because you have IBS. You know, it's just totally insane where they're overreaching. But the base is in some ways good. It's just, it's been overreaching for so far, so long, and so bloated that we've come with the current medical establishment that says, if you question us, you are evil. You are a conspiracy theorist, just like the government says. If you question us, you are evil. You are a conspiracy theorist. So it's all power grabs. It's all just this crazy power grab. And here we are just saying, hey, well, look at the nutraceuticals we have. Look at the information we have. You know, we don't need this whole bloated system. And people are getting behind it. I mean, I don't really know anyone that pulls the exact government line anymore or the exact medical establishment line anymore. It's failing. It's completely failing. It's forcing to recede back. It's like an octopus, and we're slicing off some of the tentacles, and it's having to pull its grip away from us.
No, it's good, and I'm excited to see, even though we do have a lot of things that are going on, and a lot of times we talk about all the negative and the negative, but the good news is there is a lot of positive happening. People are waking up. They have seen and gone through the trauma and the emotional scenarios of watching their parents be sick for years and years and years, watching their grandparents die and not remember their name or with Alzheimer's. So the internet has done wonders now, because we are getting to the generation where people are saying, wait a second, you know, are there natural alternatives? That didn't work for my dad. That didn't work for my grandfather. You know, we are beginning to open up our mind. The consciousness is starting to spread, and people are asking more questions. I mean, doctors, medical doctors I talk to sometimes, they don't even have the answers half the time for the questions that their patients are asking them.
The big secret
that was unheard of years ago. You didn't go and ask your doctor a question because your doctor was God, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so we are changing, and people are waking up, and that's a good thing.
Well, you know what they do a lot of the time? This is actually one of the big secrets. They look on WebMD and correlate the symptoms and look at WebMD and give you an answer based on what WebMD says. Obviously, they use their expertise too, but they'll just plug it into WebMD a lot of the times and use that as a reference.
Yeah, especially since Google moved all those to the first page and knocked all the natural medicine sites
out. Exactly. We'll be right back with more news, closing out the hour of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show Overdrive. I'm Anthony Gucciardi with Dr. Edward Group.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Welcome back. I'm Anthony Gucciardi with Dr. Group. We're going to finish up by taking your phone calls and answering your questions here with Dr. Group on a variety of health subjects. Also, a few items in the news. The number of suicides in Japan has finally dropped below 25,000 for the first time in 18 years. The total number of suicides that occurred nationwide in 2015 has slipped below 25,000 for the first time since 1997, according to a preliminary report issued by the NPA, National Police Agency. 23,971 people killed themselves in Japan between January 1st and December 31st last year, which is absurd. Astronauts grow first ever flower in space. NASA has been working on improving its green thumb in preparation for a future trip to the red planet recently. Astronauts aboard the started growing flowers in space. Sometimes when you print these articles, it cuts them off. You know, it's just like The Martian that just came out. Seems like The Martian was appropriately planned in a number of ways. Muslims donate 30,000 bottles of water to Flint, Michigan during water crisis. Muslim organization called Who is Hussein donated 30,000 bottles of water to the Red Cross in Flint, Michigan on Sunday to help alleviate the water contamination crisis that has gripped the city for months. Dr. Group, let's go ahead and cut right into Lisa in Canada. Lisa, you want to talk about thyroid issues?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I have a daughter who's 23. She had a transplant when she was 15 years old for a kidney and went through many struggles, but the latest was her thyroid, and she's on anti-rejection meds, small dose of prednisone and Cellcept. I'm not sure if you're familiar with those drugs, but they do wreak havoc on the body. And
Let me tell you, actually, I've taken prednisone. Prednisone gave me the worst reaction I've ever had to anything in my entire life. It was one of the worst times of my life. Prednisone, for me, it was terrible. I felt confused constantly. I gained weight. I thought I was going to literally die. My face was swollen and red. Prednisone is a terrible, terrible drug, for me at least. My side effects, I'm sure it's not everyone. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Unfortunately, they're telling us that this is a lifelong thing because she got the transplant while she was a child. So when you're an adult, you can get off of it, but apparently, they say as a child, you will always be on it once you're on it. And we did try to wean her off, or actually a doctor tried to get her off. And what happened is it triggered a response from her thyroid. And they're denying that, but they cut her off so quickly that I don't think her body was able to adjust. I don't know.
Well, you get addicted to it. It's a mega anti-inflammatory, and if you don't wean off of it in proper doses, right? Like if you're on 10 milligrams a day, you have to go down very, 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 very slowly because your body, and I'm not an expert on this, but the adrenals, I believe, produce something very similar. So what happens is your adrenals almost shut down and you have heart issues. Dr. Group, I don't know if you want to go ahead and comment.
Well, you know, we were talking earlier and it's endocrine system dysfunction, and the thyroid is one of the major endocrine glands. So anytime you put prednisone inside the system, which is a steroid and it's used for as an anti-inflammatory, it automatically, number one, lowers the immune system by 50%. And that is probably one of the most damaging things that you can experience with prednisone. It sounds like you have a real complicated case with your daughter. You know, that what I would do is I would probably find a really good natural health practitioner that you could work with. I say, you know, find somebody that's good. It is really hard. You know, like we were talking about earlier, you have good nutraceuticals, bad, good doctors and not. But I would say see if you could find somebody and interview them that you can work with that might be able to walk you through that.
Thank you, Dr. Group, and thank you, everyone, for watching. This has been the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm Anthony Gucciardi with Dr. Group. Alex will be back tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central in addition to the fourth hour. Thank you so much. We will see you tomorrow.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.